Also in Washington, the storm that continues to swirl around Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. We've heard from his boss, President Bush, from his former chief of staff, Kyle Sampson, even a bit from Gonzalez himself, and he'll testify before the Senate later this month. One person involved in the U.S. attorney firings we haven't heard from is another top Gonzalez aide, Monica Goodling, who, invoking the Fifth Amendment, refused to testify. Joining us now is Dahlia Lithwick. She's legal analyst for Day to Day and for the online magazine Slate. She's writing about Monica Goodling. And Dahlia, a rather interesting background there.
It is an interesting background. She's a pretty improbable person to be at the epicenter of a political scandal. She's went to a evangelical Christian college. She graduated from Pat Robertson's law school, Regent University Law School. She's been pretty conservative down the line and pretty much under the radar down the line. And all of a sudden, she sort of burst onto the scene when her name started appearing in these emails regarding the U.S. attorney firings.
Her college was Messiah College, and you mentioned Regent University Law School. Tell us about that law school. How old is it, and what happens there?
Pat Robertson founded it about 29 years ago, and the whole object of the university was to sort of create an answer to what he thought was the sort of hegemonic control of liberals in academia. So he wanted a Christian-based law school that taught both the law, but also sort of intermingled it with Christian teachings, moral teachings. I think the purpose is to create sort of good Christian lawyers. That's the sort of first tier. The other is to very, very deliberately create a sort of Christian leadership for the country. So there's a real emphasis on getting graduates into government positions and into roles where they can go on to affect real radical change on the national level.
The ones who get to Washington apparently just hold open the door and say, come on up. 150 Regent grads in the Bush administration alone?
That's what they claim on their website. And as I said, that is a very sort of deliberate choice to get foot soldiers on the ground who start really doing the work of enmeshing, in some sense, church and state at all sorts of different levels.
Now, can you see changes within the Justice Department that would be attributed to these graduates?
I don't think it's fair to attribute it to the graduates. I think this was sort of an end game that we saw when John Ashcroft, the former attorney general, came into office. He was self-identified as a strong Pentecostal. He made a lot of changes at the Justice Department right off the bat to make it more congruent with his own religious views. There was a very, very serious rejiggering of the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department that originally existed to sort of file cases for women and minorities after the civil rights laws were enacted. He radically shifted the tone of that office to start focusing on things like voter fraud and notably in this case when we think about Regent University, what they see as reverse discrimination against Christians.
Now to be clear here, you write, is there anything wrong with legal scholarship from a Christian perspective? Not that I see.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with having Christian universities. My sense, Noah, is that I think that the students can come to conflate their religious education with a political education. I think in Monica Goodling's case, there's no dispute in my mind that she thought she was probably doing the right thing, the moral thing. But what she was doing, it turns out, is allegedly getting folks fired because they didn't march to the tune of the Bush administration's drum. That's not a religious principle. That's a purely partisan political principle, and I think that's where she went off the rails.
Dahlia Lithwick of Slate.com, thank you for joining us.
It's always a pleasure.